You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's time for our weekly roundup of the top news from around the state. This week, we'll talk about the news that some of the wealthiest Wisconsinites haven't owed state income taxes for years, plus a mysterious clown in Green Bay. First, it's time for Food Friday, and this week we're looking at a summer favorite that our next guests say can be enjoyed all year long, potato salad. You might remember back in 2014 when a potato salad-themed Kickstarter project went viral. Its creator, Zach Brown, was looking for $10 to make a batch of potato salad. Then the internet took over, and his potato salad went viral. Over $55,000 later, the Kickstarter became a full-blown potato salad phenomenon, resulting in a few thousand people coming out to a benefit dubbed Potato Stock to sample the goods. The story doesn't end there. Zach Brown has a new potato salad cookbook with a variety of recipes that can be enjoyed in each and every season. He joins us now along with Teresa Blackburn, who's a food stylist, blogger, and recipe developer and tester. They're the co-authors of the new book, The Peace, Love, and Potato Salad Cookbook, 24 Delicious Recipes. Zach, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
And Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, Zach, let's start with you and the Kickstarter story. This is a big thing, I remember, a couple of years back. And I guess it started as a joke between you and your friends. You're having a party, a potato salad themed party. Ha ha, we'll do a Kickstarter for $10. What happened?
Oh, well, it blew up. Yeah, it got out of control pretty fast. Let me see, we posted this thing to Facebook. We thought it was funny. I had this idea that if I got a few friends to kick in $10, we'd have enough money to have a party, buy some beer. I posted the thing to Kickstarter and I went to the gym. And when I came back from the gym, I had a missed call from CNET. The whole afternoon was just responding to reporter inquiries and giving interviews. It got out of hand like within 3 or 4 hours.
So eventually you ended up raising not $10, but $55,000. What was it like watching that add up and ending up on TV and radio and print and internet interviews all over the place?
I remember one Sunday night. It was the first weekend after the Kickstarter launched, and I ended up not sleeping, and I just sat on the couch refreshing my Twitter feed and watching people sort of wake up all over the world and tweet about potato salad. And I think there was never more than 30 seconds that would go by without some tweet about the potato salad Kickstarter. So it was just a weird, frenetic time. It just couldn't really understand what was happening. I remember somebody saying, going into that weekend, like, you're going to make $1,000 on this. This is absurd. You're going to get to the end of this and you're going to have $1,000. And when we got to the end of the day on Monday and we're up to I think it was 34, we were shocked. We literally did not know what to think. Up was down. Cats and dogs were raining from we're getting along.
And Zach, ultimately you ended up, as we said, $55,000. You decided that was more than you needed to make potato salad. You wanted to do some good with this money. What did you end up doing?
Yeah, so we got connected to a place here called the Columbus Foundation. And the Columbus Foundation manages funds for philanthropists. So you put your money in the Columbus Foundation. They manage and grow it for you and then help connect you to nonprofits in need. So we started a thing called the Potato Salad Fund, and it pays out to nonprofits working to end hunger and homelessness here in Central Ohio.
Well, let's get to the food now. And Teresa, let's bring you in here. There's this this idea to make this potato salad cookbook drawing from this crazy Kickstarter thing. I can think of about one potato salad recipe until I read your book. Was it a challenge to come up with 20-plus recipes for potato salad?
Well, it was at first, but I had to think about 2 days, and I came up with all 24 in about 2 days because it was like you started thinking about potato salad, and it grew and grew and grew, and then let's do this kind and that kind. So, no, it was actually pretty easy, and it was incredible amount of fun.
Let's talk about your basic number one potato salad recipe. This is the one you start the book with, the classic. And this is something like Zach was trying to make with that $10 Kickstarter. Talk about what goes into a classic potato salad, Teresa.
Well, I grew up in the South, and there was no meal in the summer from about May till October that did not have potato salad in it. And it was always just your basic thing, potatoes, mayonnaise, pickles, salt and pepper. It was very, very, cooked eggs, nothing fancy. So I took this basic idea that I was very familiar with and kind of launched it into, I wanted all these recipes to be, a little like modernizing the concept of the potato salad, and which is what Zach's fundraiser is. It's like a modern way to raise funds. And so I just started with the basic, and then I added, other items that I just particularly liked. And these were recipes that appealed to me, especially all of these. And, using balsamic vinegar and radishes to give it some crunch and just kind of bring it up into the current, culinary world.
Yeah, the balsamic surprised me a little, Teresa. And also, I didn't know about this pickle. Yeah, there's pickles, sure. And pickle juice, is that common in a basic potato salad?
It is. It is. It was in the where I grew up. And everybody's potato salad can be a divider and a uniter, depending on what part of the country you're from. So yeah, and where I come from, yes, it was definitely pickle juice and pickles and eggs.
We're talking about potato salad with Teresa Blackburn and Zach Brown. Their new cookbook is The Peace, Love, and Potato Salad Cookbook, 24 Delicious Recipes. Zach, let's talk about that. If your Kickstarter had been for, macaroni salad or tuna salad or something, do you think it would have done as well? Was it something special about potato salad that captured people's attention?
Well, that's a really good question. And it's one I hadn't really considered before. I don't know. I think that potato salad really has an elevated place in sort of cookouts in general, but in the Midwest, 4th of July. So it was, I think that was July 2nd or July 3rd that we launched the Kickstarter.
So you caught the right time.
We caught the right time, and then something Teresa said just now stood out to me that I had also not considered before, is this idea of potato salad as a uniter as well as a divider, that you would have these groups that formed in the comment section of the Kickstarter, people arguing what counts as potato salad, people jumping on. At one point, people wanted to create bracelets for Team Mayonnaise and Team Vinegar. because there are groups of people that believe that it's got to be vinegar based, and there are groups of people that believe that it's got to be mayo based. And if for something to go viral and to last on the internet, there needs to be some level of controversy. There needs to be some level of debate, and this definitely had that. And I don't know how much of it had to do with people fighting each other over different types of potato salad, but it definitely didn't hurt.
Well, I want to ask both of you, Zach. Given your druthers, are you team mayo or team vinegar?
Oh, I'm team potato salad. I like it all.
Either way. And Teresa, do you go? I mean, the mayo sounds like it's in your background.
Very much so. We don't do any meals without mayonnaise down here. But yeah, I'm a vinegar person at this point in my life.
Well, we've got a recipe featured. I think we've got a link already on our Central Time Facebook page. Teresa, the Chipotle corn potato salad, which sounds fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes into that one?
Oh my God, that one is just great. It is, I was trying to think of things to do, like different types. I opened up my cabinet in my kitchen and there was a jar of chipotle peppers. I thought, okay, this will be good. So it's got fresh corn, not cooked anything, just cut off the cob, a good sweet corn. And then it's got the chipotle peppers, which are very, very spicy. And they're the ones that you buy in the jar everywhere, and they're chipotle peppers with adobo sauce. And they are really hot. So I put in the recipe, you could use 2 to 4 tablespoons, depending on how hot you like it. I mean, I go with the 4. I just made this for the 4th of July. And it's got lime juice, fresh corn, adobo sauce, chipotle peppers, and then these red skin potatoes. So it's got kind of a twist. I try to make these recipes very international and national, so that they're influenced by all kinds of cuisine. And this one was obviously, you know, Mexican more influenced or Hispanic, Latino influenced recipe. It's really good.
It was my favorite.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I would definitely want to try from the cookbook, among many others. Well, we're talking right now with Zach Brown and Teresa Blackburn. They're co-authors of the Peace, Love, and Potato Salad Cookbook. You can join in to this edition of Food Friday at 800-642-1234. Are you a potato salad fan? Mayo or vinegar? I know a big German heritage in Wisconsin. Is potato salad a vinegar-based substance where you come from? Do you make it at home? Is it a summertime favorite, a cookout favorite, a grilling side dish, or do you eat it all year long? Do you have recipe tips or questions for our guests? Call in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page and find that recipe we were just talking about for Chipotle corn potato salad. We'll pick up the conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday. We're talking this week about potato salad and lots of different kinds of potato salad. Our guests are Zach Brown and Teresa Blackburn. Their new book is The Peace, Love, and Potato Salad Cookbook. You might remember Zach as the guy who raised $55,000 for some potato salad on Kickstarter. Love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts, your views on potato salad? Love it? Hate it? Mayo? Vinegar? What do you do to jazz it up when you cook it? Do you have questions about making potato salad more interesting? Maybe for something you got going on this weekend. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now at 800-642-1234 with Leslie in Elgin, Illinois. Leslie, hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I just want you to know I'm a Mayo girl all the way. I'm from the South, kind of Kentucky area, and it's a Mayo thing in my family. And I've actually taken to growing potatoes in my yard just to make potato salad in the summer. But I replace my pickles with capers, and I love it.
Where'd you get that idea, Leslie?
I had capers, and I didn't have any pickles or pickle juice one day, and I thought, you know what, how bad could it be, right? They're like baby pickles, and so I just went crazy, and I love it. I actually do it on purpose now.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Leslie, thank you so much. It's versatile, isn't it, Teresa? You can, it's kind of hard to make potato salad really bad, or maybe it's easier than I think. I don't know. It's pretty versatile stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it's very versatile, and on all of these recipes, if you don't have pickles, capers are a fabulous idea. If you don't have mayonnaise, make up, use a salad dressing, like a creamy Caesar salad dressing. There's all, you know, you can do whatever you like. Just, they're very adaptable.
Leslie, thanks. That's a great suggestion. And Zach, I don't know, are you a food guy, or has this potato salad quest made you into a food loving person?
Well, I've been eating and enjoying food for a very long time.
Well, sure.
I just moved into a house with a larger kitchen, so maybe I'll get into doing some more food stuff. But no, I've not been a food guy. I for 3 months last year was eating, I don't know if you guys have covered Soylent, the stuff that, I don't know, it's like a protein shake you drink all day long and you don't eat other food.
It's food product.
That's right. It's food product. So, I cook a little bit, but I wouldn't call myself a food guy.
Gotcha. Let's get back to our callers now. Peter is on the line in Marquette County. Peter, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask a question. My grandmother's potato salad recipe involved boiling her potatoes and then marinating them overnight in a vinegar solution of some strength. And then, of course, being for peace and reconciliation, would add mayonnaise the next day. I was wondering if you had a recipe that reflected that at all.
And Peter, before we let you go, can I ask, what's your grandmother's ethnic heritage, if I may ask? Is this a Germanic thing with the vinegar?
Indeed. She was a Pennsylvania Dutch.
Okay. All right. Peter, thank you so much for that. So, Teresa, the vinegar is in it. The potatoes are marinated. The mayo comes later. Do you have any hybrids like that?
One of the things I learned working on this book and all these recipes is that depending on the type of potato you're using, like some potatoes are very waxy, so you really don't need any kind of vinegar when you're cooking them. But I cooked a lot of these. You'll notice within the recipe, some of the potatoes I cooked in like a Yukon Gold. It's a more fluffy, looser, you know, not as compact texture. And they oftentimes, for potato salad, need a little bit of vinegar. So I threw some in the water when they're actually cooking. So that kind of goes back to what the caller is saying, is that she may have been using a potato that was more like, you know, a baking potato or a Yukon Gold and not one of the real waxy, like a red potato. And sometimes, but I mean, I like that idea of soaking them. That just adds another layer.
Peter, thanks so much for that call. And Zach, do you get this a lot? People have potato salad stories, family stories, things like that for you once they know you're the potato salad guy?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, people love to talk about potato salad with me. I think there is sometimes an expectation that I'll be an expert. I try to dispel that as quickly as possible. This book is, is largely the work of Teresa and our other two co-conspirators, Jay Spinks and Danielle Atkins, and they did a really good job of making me look good.
And some great photos in there, too, actually. These look
beautiful photos.
Really tasty. We'll go back to our callers. A lot of people want to talk about potato salad at 800-642-1234. Susie is on the line in Rochester, Minnesota. Susie, hi.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Good. What's your potato salad story?
Well, you know, I was raised on fairly good potato salad, but in the last 20 years, my mom kind of lost the touch. And I always thought it was the mustard that was missing. And, you know, I would offer then to make the potato salad. I got it, and everybody kind of liked it. But I am wondering why we don't use a little bit more of the stone-grown mustards or some of the whole grain. I just had a great whole grain. Must add a little beer kind of mustard, you know, that kind of mustard in it. What's the take on that?
Well, before we get an answer, Susie, I just want to know, is there tension in the family over potato salad gate here?
No, we're pretty subtle and passive aggressive.
Okay,
we don't talk
good.
About
you're,
it much, but I just offer.
All right, you know, you're a good Midwestern family, Susie. Thank you so much. So, Teresa, mustard selection and potato salads. What have you tried?
I like all the different kinds of mustard. I will admit I am not a huge mustard fan. I mean, I like it, but I think it has to be used very judiciously. And whenever I've used in the cookbook, usually I use a Dijon mustard because it's just more mild. But you could, you could substitute like a stone ground or a German mustard. You could do, you know, some of the new hot mustards. Like I think there's a Chipotle mustard. So you can use any of those. It's just, it was probably due a lot to particular, my particular taste buds. But I kind of like a light touch with the mustard.
Thanks for the call. We're talking to Teresa Blackburn and Zach Brown, authors of the Peace, Love, and Potato Salad Cookbook. Zach, family disputes, I guess, family rivalries over potato salad. Does this come up often?
None. No, we were always a family to go get the. We would get the stuff at the store. You know, the yellow sort of pudding-looking potato salad. That's our style.
I'll eat that just as happily, too. Back to our callers now with Susan in La Crosse. Susan, hi.
Hello.
Hi. What do you want to tell us about, Susan?
Well, I tell you, I've been cooking for about 40 years, and I've got my husband's grandmother's recipe. And she was a nice little German lady, and she made a cooked dressing. So it was vinegar-based, but you added the mayo after it was cooked down, and it has a lot of eggs in it. But we always added pickle juice afterwards to kind of zing it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
we
was...
always use, yeah, and stone-ground mustard.
Okay, so both of them. Susan, thank you so much. There's that pickle juice again. And thinking about cooked dressings, Teresa, or hot potato salad, bacon sometimes makes an appearance. Any suggestions on getting bacon into our potato salad?
Oh yeah, absolutely. In the cookbook, the German baked potato salad, I kind of came up with this one based on some classic German potato salad recipes. And then I really love like twice baked potatoes when they've got, you know, cheese in them and baked crispy Ooh. Bacon on top. So in this one, it's got a combination of the really crispy bacon, and I did use in this one a whole grain mustard that's more like a, you know, a German whole grain type of mustard that adds adds a little bit more flavor and texture to it. So, yeah, I love bacon in just about, you know, anything.
Time for another caller. Russ is on the line in Monroe. Russ, hi.
Hi. I'm totally in the vinegar camp. I think I learned, like, this is probably a French style, but Red Yukon were always the best with the skin on. And then when they're hot out of the water, you toss them in a vinaigrette. And then you chill the whole thing down. And when you're ready to serve it, then you add a little mayo, maybe a little mustard and whatever else, like celery or eggs. But you get that vinaigrette soaked into those potatoes while they're hot, and it can be eaten just like that. And another thing is you don't necessarily have to make your own vinaigrette. You could use bottled vinaigrettes from the store, make it really easy. And I always think that's the classic.
Russ, thank you so much for that call. Well, our callers were super interested in this, you guys. I want to ask both of you what your next potato salad is from the book that you would want to eat. Teresa, what's the next one you'd want to make?
Well, since it's so hot here, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, it's really hot. I think the Nassau salad, potato salad, and then there's a lemony potato salad with microgreens, anything that's like light and not heavy and has kind of a cool, fresh taste. So both of those would be the two of my favorites.
And Zach, if we were going to cook you one of the potato salad recipes this weekend, what would you want to eat?
I'd want to get that Greek potato salad, the feta, the black olives. It's incredible.
All right. Will there be a sequel, or are you all out of recipes, Teresa?
Oh, no. Since this book, I've thought of probably 50 more. I was like, oh, we should have done that. Oh, we should have done that one.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Teresa, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And Zach, it's been good talking to you.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Zach Brown and Teresa Blackburn. They're the authors of the book, The Peace, Love, and Potato Salad Cookbook, 24 Delicious Recipes. You can get one of those delicious recipes, by the way, linked at the Central Time Facebook page, the Chipotle Corn Potato Salad. And wow, a lot of you called to talk about potato salad. If you have a favorite type of potato salad, if you come down on one side or the other in the mayo versus vinegar, or we've heard a lot of combos too, actually. If you have a picture of the potato salad you are making for a cookout tonight, let us know over at the Central Time Facebook page. Share your potato salad stories and pick up that recipe for Chipotle Corn Potato Salad out of the new Potato Salad Cookbook.